Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. John Horn, your speaker. Now we're going to ask you to turn with us, please, to the last book in the Bible, chapter 3, and we shall read after verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Now we have been speaking of various kinds of doors in the Word of God, and of course we trust that we made crystal clear to you that there is but one door of salvation, or one door to heaven. Now, of course, there are various ways that people seek to get there, but when you come face to face with the Word of God, then you must admit that there is one way of salvation, one door to heaven, and that is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to speak today of another kind of a door. Now, the door of salvation is open and has been open ever since Calvary, since our blessed Lord Jesus Christ offered up himself a sacrifice unto God for guilt and for sin. From then up until the present time, he has been, by the power of God, beseeching men and women to be reconciled to our Lord Jesus Christ. That door is open. It is still open. It may close at any time. It may close even this very day. But in the Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, we read of another kind of a door. And yes, you are responsible to God that you open this door. And this door can be opened by hearing the voice of the Son of God, by hearing him speak to you. And of course, the responsibility rests upon your own shoulders. And how glad we are that that Blessed One still knocks and still yearns over the perishing ones. And while it is true that salvation has been provided for the entire world, it is also true that the whole world will not be saved. God is taking out right today a people for his name, and these are being called via the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, salvation is sent out to the ends of the earth, and if you have never heard the way of salvation, the way to God, we want you to know that you do not get saved by works, you do not get saved by what you do, but a personal acceptation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who finished the work upon Calvary's cross, and who now offers to you eternal life as a free gift. The moment you receive him, salvation is yours. But perhaps as we read this text to you, and I shall read it once again, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Oh yes, we would say to you, hear the knock of the nail-pierced hand. It's the blessed Christ of God that's knocking. Now this door is not the door of salvation. This is not the door of grace, nor the door of mercy, but it is the heart's door. And if you were honest before God, you would have to say to him, yes, I recall times without number when there has been a knocking at my heart's door, and when I felt clear that things were not right between my soul and a holy God, and you may have wondered what was necessary for you to do to obtain salvation. But you know, it's suggested so wonderfully here in this simple yet profound passage. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear, oh, it is so essential to hear the voice of the Son of God. Voices of earth may mislead you, but never the voice of the Lord. And shall we remind you of a passage that says, John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death, or out of death into life. And such could be your portion today, if you but hear. The Word of God says, hear, and your soul shall live. Now, what does he want me to hear? Why, he wants you to know that salvation has been furnished, fully provided. And he wants you to hear his voice. He wants you to open the heart's door and bid him enter in. Say to him today, into my heart, Lord Jesus, into my heart. Today, into my heart, yes. And if you'd say that, he'd enter in at this very moment, and you'd know the joy and the experience that's further pointed out in the passage, and we shall look at it a little bit later. Meantime, may God bless you with our prayer.